Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to guess no. Okay, hold on. We're going to get this thing together. Oh, it says that y'all waiting on me. Okay. All right. So let me get this thing back right. I'm going to have to reload it because it's not doing what I needed to do. So let me see if this, okay, let's go. We're going to try this again. Bam! Okay, there we go. I've been live. Listen, y'all, I've been live through the whole, what we going to do, we're going to rewind everything. We're going back to the back. I'm going to play the song over and everything. That's why I was asking y'all, could y'all hear me? Because I didn't think that y'all could. By the way that I saw, like, I just had the circle saying going live. But normally the circle stops and you actually go live, but it didn't do that. So we're going to rewind it. Okay. All right. So let's go, y'all. One more time. Yeah, it's going down and everything is I'm glad that I'm extent, yo, we do this round till 8. My man, John Big, what's going on? You know how we kick, doggy. Good to see you coming through, man. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. It's the Daily Go Get It Mism Show. I'm your host, Son 752. So tonight we're talking about finding your comfort zone in the friend zone. So what we're basically talking about is, can you be friend zoned so many times while going for the love of your life that you start to get comfortable just being a friend? Like, you already know that no matter who you get with, they're already out of your league, even though they're not out of your league. But what it is that there's something about you that makes people put the brakes on you. It ain't your looks because you ain't ugly. It ain't your ambitions because you are fairly successful. But there's something about you that doesn't say, yeah, come here, boo. I got to have something. You know, you want to get it so the girls be rubbing their legs like crickets and shit. You know what I'm saying? You ever have a girl that want to get with you so bad she rubbing her legs like crickets and shit? She got to cross her legs to keep from peeing on her thighs. Yeah, you got her nutting before she even penetrate. Because that's how much she's enjoying your conversation. And she's checking you out, looking you up and down. You know how it is, brothers. If you've ever been around a woman that was highly attracted to you, you know, they don't be trying to hide that shit. You got to be able to take the cues from that shit. When they be like, hanging on your every word and all that. See, when you get friend zoned, you don't get that. You don't get that. When you get friend zoned, it's like, oh my God. Oh, he's nice looking. Okay. But something about when you start opening up your mouth, something about when you get the number, something about when you went out with them, it's like cancel culture is in full and total absolute no doubt effect. The cancel culture is in absolute 100% E-S-E-E-C-E-F-F-E-C-T. Smooth operator operating correctly. Okay. There's something about you, brother, that makes the girls be like, nah, he a nice guy and all of that, but nah, I ain't trying. He not getting no coochie. He not getting no coochie. You don't get a coochie coupon. You don't get a coochie coupon. You can't buy that shit on Groupon. You can't get you a coochie coupon. You ain't getting no twat. You ain't getting no poo-poo. You ain't getting it today, later on, not no time soon. You can't get up in his ass. Something about you, nigga. I don't trust your ass, sir. And that's how it be. And even females go through some of this shit. Now, you know, listen, I know, ladies, I know that women think that a man will run up in anything at least one time. And for the most part, that's kind of true. You know, if ain't nobody going to find out and all that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she trying to get tossed up. Plus, she trying to eat a man tonight. She trying to be, you know, she trying, oh, here she goes. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. So, but there are some chicks where dude might be like, nah. Like, this is the one time in my life I'm going to have to turn this coochie down. Turn down for what? Because this chick is already showing me that it's going to be a problem. We got problems here, Houston, so we ain't going to do it. All right, let's get it popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a mission show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and WG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar. What's the rrrr? And if you can't say Omar, what's the rrrr? Well, then you just say Omar, what's the R? It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. How y'all feeling? I hope everything is good. Okay. All right. I was about to ask y'all if y'all can hear me because I don't see that little microphone with the little power meter is not moving, but I can see since I hear my man Jeffrey Hawkins mention Man Eater, so I imagine y'all can hear me. Does my mic sound nice? Check one. Mic sound nice? Check two. Are you ready? It's Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. How y'all feel? I hope everything is all right. And if it's not, it's going to be later on. Yeah, rock the spider. The comfort zone and the friend zone. The comfort zone and the friend zone. Can the friend zone become your happy home? Now, the key word there that we might have to question is happy. Because there's nothing more disheartening to me than when you go for yours and wind up just being a friend. It happens. It happens to the best of them. You ain't going to get every girl you ever go for. I mean, there's something for everybody, but there's also a diss for everybody, too. What does the SS show mean? I mean, SS show yet mean? I don't know. Where you get that from? Where you get that from, Cal? Where you get that from, Cal? Okay. And so Jim says, she says she's just a friend. She said, you just a friend. My brother Anthony Jones. Jeffrey Hawkins says, yes, it's all good until that mouth open up and them bones get to falling all. Oh, my God, Jeff. I mean, that's real shit. I mean, and you got to think. Sometimes it be the fly chicks. You like, yo, in a perfect scenario, I'm trying to get with you with the quickness. I'm trying to get right to the middle of this movie with you. I'm trying to get right in the middle of this movie with you. But you see, like, oh, something wrong with this one. Mm-hmm. Jesus say, don't do this one. Jesus say, walk. Jesus walks. Jesus walks. This is when you be listening to Jesus and you ain't even a Christian. Muslims be like, hold on. I know. All praise is due to Allah. You know what I mean? And Muhammad is messenger, but Jesus saying something over it. I mean, we acknowledge Jesus as the prophet, so we need to listen to Jesus. Jesus said, don't do it. Jesus walk. Jesus walk. Like, nah, I ain't. This is bigger than, you know, there might be some chick that you know are crazy. Listen, ladies, I'm going to have to talk to the men just for a second since I have some men here. Ja, Jeff, Norris, and Sel. I'm going to ask y'all a question that only y'all can answer. Because women can't answer this. Have you ever been messing around with a chick that you were scared to give the good wood to? Like, you gave a little bit of the good wood. But you figured you better ration off the wood because she was on some other shit. Like, yo, I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. Have you ever been scared to make a chick come? Like, you going to give it a little nuts. Pew, pew, pew,
pew, pew.
But you don't want to give it a bow, bow.
Slap it, clip it.
Bow, bow. You don't want to give it that because you already know that this chick is off the hook. She gonna take this nut a little too seriously. Has it ever happened to you? I mean, you know, listen, if y'all don't want to express yourselves around a lady, y'all want to give the taste up, I understand. But, you know, from a friend to a friend, man to man, you know, I'm talking to y'all. Now, these might be chicks that you might friend zone early in the game. Early in the game, like, y'all might have did a little hugging, a little kissing, a little touching, maybe even a little finger popping, but you like, I'm going to stop right there at the finger pop. You're going to get a little finger pop, but you ain't getting no more than that. I'm going to have to, I just want to be cool with this chick. It could have been when you was a young boy out there wild. And you knew that this chick was going to fuck up everything you had going on with all your other chicks. So you said, nah, I need to be able to say I never mess with this girl. Do you understand what I'm talking about, brother? You need to be able to say, no, I swear to God, on my dad, this, that, and the third, on my dad, Hamster Myron, on my dad, Roach Trevor, on all of the squirrels in my yard, I never fucked up. I swear to God. Because you knew that if you did, she was going to make trouble for you. So you had to friend zone her. It wasn't no other. You watched other cats decide, like, oh, man, I'm going to just go ahead and do it. And they got burnt. You know, as my dad used to say, messing around trying to get some pussy and got fucked. So it might be, and I don't mean to be all vulgar out the gate, man, but listen, if we're going to have this conversation. That's what it's going to be. I'm not going to play with y'all tonight. We're going to have this conversation or we not. You know, because women be thinking that they the only ones that be having to friend zone somebody. And it's not like that. Men have to friend zone women just like women do. Or else, you might have to tell your girl or your fiance or your wife, baby, I swear to God, I never fucked up. On my mother, on my grandmother, on my granddaddy, on papa, on great grandma, on my mom, on nana, on mima, I swear to God, I did not fuck up. No, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, you know, we messed around a little bit in the car and all of that. Yeah, you know, I kissed her on the neck a little bit, gave a little passion, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I felt on a little, but on my mom, I ain't fuck her. No, I didn't. You might have to say that. You might have to be in position to have to say that shit. You had to friend zone this chick. If she told you that we did anything besides, you know, a little, what you call that shit, not rough touch, but a little heavy petting, anything besides a little heavy petting, she lying. No, I didn't. Okay, I see what y'all saying now. Okay, Jeff Hawkins says exactly, shaking my head, like peeling back an onion. It's always layers to that shit. Yeah, man. Ansel Jones says, not really scared. Oh yeah. Ansel says no. Our singles. Get both of us across the base. We both going to score. Okay. Hell, need to be able to say that I've never messed with a guy. I need to be able to say I've never messed with a guy. I understand, but it's a different ball game for y'all. Because y'all don't have the stigma of, you know, if we get y'all in the right place, did y'all fuck any nigga? Y'all, women don't have that stigma. Men, we have to fight against. We have to fight the power. We have to prove that we can resist. And we can resist. But many of us don't choose to resist, and we'll take that chance and wind up getting burnt over it. Sometimes literally burnt, you know? Guy go to the clinic, a free clinic. Now, I mean, what you know about going to the free clinic outside of your neighborhood because you don't want to go in that motherfucker and be like a party. So you go all the way up Broad Lombard or whatever, you know, to get checked out and shit. You know what I mean? And guess what? Everybody from your hood went up Broad Lombard. What a coinkydink. Everybody talking about they getting a checkup. You realize this is the STD clinic, right? They don't do checkups here. You ain't coming here to do your annual, shorty. You ain't no OBGYN in this motherfucker. They strictly swabbing niggas and giving out condoms. I don't know if they still have that shit. I don't know if the health clinic, the STD clinic at Broad Lombard is still there. I don't know that. We talking about 30 years ago and all of that shit. But yeah. Yeah. Yo, what you know? Come on, man. Come on, man. All right. We gonna chill. All right. Okay. Hold on. Jeff August says, yes, give it too good and the emotions change them at times. Not necessarily a good thing either. You know what I'm talking about. That's why I ask you, because listen, only those who know. If you don't know, you don't know. Okay, that's one thing, but yeah, man. No, I still said, I've heard opposite forces on my shoulders playing tug of war in my ear, which in turn made me go. Yeah. Yeah. And the bedroom is not a good time for a debate. It's not a good time for insecurity. It's not a good time, you know what I mean, to be unsure. It's not a good time. But the bottom line is, these are some of the reasons that a man might friend zone a woman. You know, some of these chicks might act a little scary, and some of them might act a little creepy. See, we're used to niggas acting creepy. We all, male and female, we know the creepy nigga. We know. But we don't always talk about the creepy woman, the creepy chick, the creepy girl, stalking before she even gets, yo! You ain't give her the wood and she running around here telling people that y'all go together? What we doing? They said they wanted me to go to rehab and I said no. But these might be the reasons that a man might friend zone a woman. Now, the question is, do those women go from man to man getting friend zoned? Because sometimes you can have a pretty face, but you might not have any sex appeal. I've known some women that was like that. Like, yeah, she pretty. Ain't no doubt about that. She is built for a headshot. Profile pictures all day. She is a selfie, you know, she made for selfies. But when you see her walk, you know, you're like, oh. Dumpy, dumpy lie. She might need to be friend zoned. Like, you cute, but I need sex appeal. You need to fix that walk. She don't have that walk. And some women may not understand that a man might need that walk. So she might get friend zoned and not know why. It's not that you're not cute. You are cute. But you ain't symmetrical. You know what I mean? You unbalanced. You know, we need more, ma. We need more. In the midnight hour, she want more. When the rebel yell, she want more. Wow! What y'all know about? They don't know about that 80s pop. Y'all know nothing about my man Billy Idol. Punk rocker Billy Idol. Commercial punk rocker Billy Idol. Y'all don't know? What y'all know? You know? Do you know? So anybody can be put in the friend zone if a relationship is not what somebody is looking for. It can happen to anybody. Anybody can get friend zone. It doesn't have anything to do with your looks. Sometimes it can have something to do with your hygiene. Have y'all ever known anybody that was good looking but they stunk a little bit? Or they was just like kind of dirty? I think it was the dirty little nigga around the way. Like, you don't be hitting them underarms close enough. Either that or you keep forgetting to use the deodorant. I understand you a vegan and everything and you trying to go natural, but you better throw some baking soda up under them arms, stinky boy. And, you know, some of these women take this going natural shit a little too far. I'm just saying. You know, I mean, I understand you earthy, but that don't mean you got to smell like the earth. You know, these compost chicks. These compost chicks ain't the move. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm saying, don't want no chicks smell like compost. That ain't a good look, man. No. Do you understand what I'm saying? Actual fact, baby. So, yeah, something like bad hygiene can land you in the comfort zone. Now, to their credit, stinky people can find other stinky people. I've seen stinky couples, let me put it that way. Or dusty couples. You know, have y'all ever known a dusty couple? I have. Like, both of them motherfuckers, like, they kind of made for each other because, I don't know. Both of them need to be spit shined. This is echinacea tea, man. And this is the echinacea root. It's kind of expensive, but it's pretty good. I mean, actually, it's very good. It got the honey in here. This is tasty and mama. Mm-hmm. Actually, good mugs, baby. And you know, we need echinacea out here. We need echinacea out here because, you know, echinacea is like that strong natural antibiotic. You know, keep that bacteria up off you, keep you from getting sick, fight those infections, fight those viruses. Echinacea, baby. You don't want to take the pills? Go ahead and get that root. Throw it up in that tea. Jeff Hawkins says, no means no. Ansel says, don't do nothing that you don't want her to do. And Ansel says, needless to say, the friend zone is where I resided. Okay. All right. No, it says, like New Edition said, sorry, you're not my top kind of girl, because you're the kind of girl that a man would like to call his own. That's stalking, brother. Good. Wait a minute, phone as hell. I'm fine as hell, but absolutely not sex, not a sexy bone in her body. I'm just saying, a dry, pretty rag. I'm just saying, I lived it, I seen it, I know what you're talking about, I agree, I totally agree, totally. It be what it be, baby. It be what it be. Keep it moving. Jeff Hawkins says, and that can go both ways, I'm sure. Word. Jeff Hawkins says, great hygiene is a must. Yeah, man. Yeah, a must, not a musty. It's a must, not a musty. Some of these people out here think they natural scent is really is like, you know, turning up the pheromones. I'm like, yo, no, nobody wants nobody running around smelling like a gorilla. Yo, Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Ma? It's good to see me some you. 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 Thanks for coming through. That's what I said. Smelling like outside is one thing. Straight stinking is another word. For real. Word mother. For real. All right. Ansel Jones says, I thought I was dating one. I thought I was dating one. I was her revenge cheat. Oh, her revenge cheat. Well, that's a little different from the friend zone, though. That's definitely a little different from the friend zone. So, you know what? We going off a little bit. Let's talk about this whole friend zone, the comfort zone being the friend zone. What I mean by the comfort zone becoming the friend zone is, can you be rejected so many times, or can you be reduced to being in the friend zone so many times that you have found comfort there? Like maybe you have given up on thinking that you're ever going to have a romantic relationship with anybody that you're dealing with because you've been friend zoned so many times that you think that, well, maybe this is the place to be. Like, it's not really what you want to be, but it's just like any other situation where you can't get what you want, so you have found a way to compensate or live within the parameters that you have been forced into. It's like when slaves don't know any other way of life, so they don't really realize that they're slaves. They're just like, well, you know, I don't know any other life except for this slave life, so I'm a rock out. I don't know any other life except for the slave life, so I'm a rock out with the slave life. This shit really is good. That's what's up. So yeah, so after you've been friend zoned so many times after really, really lusting after somebody or really liking somebody or really trying to get with somebody, but it could be that you don't have no game. Ladies, I'm sure that y'all can attest to some man that y'all have dealt with in y'all lives who just didn't have no game. You didn't want to be gamed by him, but you wanted him to have some game, you know, some swag, some, you know, some rap, that talk. He needs to be able to talk that talk. You know what I mean? You're going to have to talk some of these panties off. Like, my panties are on. Get them off. No, don't rip them off. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, you know, catch a sexual assault case. Well, I'm saying talk them shits off. Make me want to take these bitches off. And by the time I take them off, make me have to wring them out. And no, I don't mean I peed on myself. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's one of those things, you know, where, yeah, the brother just might not have no game. He ain't got no rap. He might be talkative, but he's talking about all the wrong things. Like, He's not talking about things that interest you. He may be talking about things that turn you off. He may be talking about things that actually kind of concern you. He may be talking about things that have you asking, like, what the fuck is up with you? You know, what type of time are you on? What we doing? What we doing, brother? We okay? You know, he might be on some shit that makes you actually, you know, suggest counseling for him. Like, listen, I can't be your girl, but what I can do is I can be your referral. I'm ready to refer you. I'm ready to refer you. Because you got me thinking that society is not safe when you around. You tripping. You know, maybe it's a dude that he may not be the best looking dude, but he might still have some good looks. But you gave the nigga your number, and this motherfucker ringing your phone off the hook. Yeah, I was just calling to see if you need anything. Yeah, I was just calling to, you know, say hi. Yeah, I was just dropping you a line and blah blah blah. Like, yo, you're very attentive, I see, but a little bit too much. Like, you getting tired of having to tell a motherfucker that you'll call him back. Friend zone, 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 friend zone. Hey, the friend zone might be the only place where you can be because you have some ways that are a turnoff and you may not even realize it. And you may not be a turnoff to the point where nobody wants to be friends with you, but you may be a turnoff to the point where nobody wants to be lovers with you. They don't want to be lovers with you. So you get friend zoned. You did not go to get friend zone, but you got friend zone. Hook, line, and sinker. Again, Queen Monica Davis all up in the house. Good to see me some you. Thanks for coming out on the Instagram side. It's good to see you. Without a doubt, don't try. Okay. By the way, if y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's a number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. The Daily Go Get a Mizzle Show. 319-527-6199. If you call into the show, press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. So we are talking about the comfort zone in the friend zone. Can you get friend zoned so many times, so often, so regularly that you already know that you're going to get friend zoned even before you try to get into the love zone? A love shack is a little gray shack where we can get together. Love shack, baby. No, friend shack, baby. Friend shack. It's the friend shack. Like, you ain't getting no love shack, fool. You can't get to the love zone. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily, Daily, the Daily, the Daily Go Get a Daily Go Get a Daily Go Get Amism Show. Make sure y'all represent for the God. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, mucho. Share the show, subscribe to the show, like the show, share the show, subscribe to the show, like the show, share the show, subscribe to the show, like the show. That's all I'm asking you to do today, please, though. All right. So let's keep going. Let's keep going. All right. All right. All right. And Jeff, we was playing basketball and football together and didn't know about the other until we were in this club. Jeff Hogan says he may be talking, he may be taking himself out of the talking himself out of the coochie. Hey, yeah. Yeah, she bored now. Bye-bye. Yeah. Jabig says, I'm not good with friend zone. Exactly. That's not where you want to be. You know, that's not where you want to be. If you go to press up on a chick, and you're trying to go, you know, put something together, it ain't trying to be, yo, it ain't trying to be, you know, in the friend zone with the chick. Like, nah, that's not what we trying to do. That's not where I'm trying to be. And you know when you get in friend zone, because chicks, you know, they'll let you know. Listen, no, I don't have time for you. You know how it is. When you ain't good with a chick, she always got time for you. She going to return those texts back pretty quickly. She going to, you know, be ringing that phone. She always going to be talking about when the next time y'all getting together, you know, that type of shit. You know what it is. When you friend zone, it's like, all right, I see you when I see you. But sometimes it can get, sometimes the friend zone can get ugly. It can get ugly because some chicks can start using a motherfucker. Like, she know he want to get in her drawers, and she know she ain't going to let him do it. But at the same time, she not telling him that shit. But you know what she is telling him? Oh, I need a ride from here to there, and can you pay this bill over here? So let me get this straight, shorty. Because I just want to make sure that we understand each other. You want me to be picking you up and dropping you off and picking you up, right? You want pickups and drop-offs. And, you know, you want help with your little financial issues. But you ain't trying to pop a titty out. You know what I mean? No titties available for touching or sucking. We not. Shoot, you mean you can barely get this chick on the phone? You can barely get her on the phone? Every time you call, you can never speak. She always got to call you back. And you starting to get good with that because it's happening in a pattern with this one and that one and next one and next one. Do niggas that get friend zoned, do they ever find a love of their own? And if they do find a love of their own, well, how do they keep from getting friend zoned with that one? How do they keep from getting friend zoned? How did you avoid the friend zone with this one? This time, we're going to last forever. It's for the lover in you, baby. So with this ring, listen. Do cats who find themselves getting friend zoned time after time. You can come, you can pay, I will still be frontin'. Time after time, you want some ass, but you can only be a friend. Time after time, if you come, you won't get none, you still be frontin'. Time after time, you gonna try to get ass, but you'll just be waiting. Time after time, 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 time after time after. Yeah. Cause girl ain't trying to give up none. Hello, girl. Ain't trying to give none, girl. Ain't trying to give none, girl. We gonna throw back Thursday today, baby. We throw back Thursday and for ya. I'll hold out 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 for you. Okay. All right. So her husband says, they changed the key under the rug. She says, now, what about vice versa? Oh, don't be one-sided. Like, I'm just saying. I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, though. I know how men friend zone women, and I know it's not as frequent as women friend zone men. Women may friend zone a man at their job. You know what I'm talking about? This is my work husband. That nigga been trying to get some ass for 2 years. Staying after work late with this chick, hoping he gonna be able to put her on the printer and duplicate some ass shots. Not gonna happen. Only thing that's gonna happen is you gonna wind up paying for a grub from Boston Market. Hey, I mean, at least it ain't mad expensive. But you gonna wind up having to pay for a grub from Boston Market, baby. You go to Boston Market, baby. Like, I mean, every time I turn around, I gotta buy this chick. I gotta buy this chick honey glazed ham dinner in Boston Market. I don't even eat pork. I don't even eat pork, baby. But you get friend zoned so many times. I mean, how is it not going to become your home? How is it going to not become your home? All right. I mean, it ain't the home that you looked for, purchased, and are going to closing on. But, yo, that's your crib. Because you keep getting friend zoned. You keep getting friend zoned. You can come, you gotta wait, you will get nothing. Time after time. You can pay, you will be waiting. Time after time. You're in love, but so what? You will be waiting time after time. Don't get dressed, you ain't get nothing time after time. Jeff Hogan says, now that's the user, the sucker move for most. You know cats be going for it, though. You know, one thing about the friend zone is the friend zone comes with jealousy. Because here you are in the friend zone. You was going for the ass. You got denied the ass, but you got promoted as a friend. Now you gotta watch her. You gotta watch her play girlfriend to all these other niggas. So cats come up to work to get her, or you gotta see her with her new love. You know what I mean? And you know how niggas are. They wanna do all this PDA all of a sudden. They wanna do all this PDA. So you gotta watch. You gotta watch the woman that you love getting fondled on, getting felt up, getting kissed on, getting loved on and shit, and you looking like, trying to act like, well, no, I'm good with that. We're just friends anyway. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, my man. And, you know, we friends. You know, that's my girl right here. We cool. Make sure you treat her right. You know what I mean? Make sure you treat her right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. No, ain't that. I'm just saying, make sure you treat her right, man. She good. She good people. She is. She good people. Yeah. Yo, Peter. Peter, my name Peter. Yo, nice to meet you. All right, yeah. I want you to want me. I'm going crazy knowing he will be your lover tonight. And when he comes, I'll let you go. I'll just pretend that you walked out the door. Oh, no. Did y'all ever see that movie, Last American Virgin? Did y'all ever see that movie, Last American Virgin? Came out in 1982. Did you ever see it? It was one of those, you know, how in the early 80s, they had a bunch of wild teen flicks. Well, Last American Virgin was a good one. And then Fast Times at Ridgemont High came out that same year. Now, Fast Times at Ridgemont High got all the press. But Last American Virgin was just as good, had just as good soundtrack, and actually had a better plot. And you know who was in Last American Virgin? Phoebe Cates, the white chick. She was in Last American Virgin. That might have been her first film. Phoebe Cates. All right. But yeah, in that movie, you know, the young boy, the young white boy, he was lusting after this chick. And his man got the chick first. And his man got the chick pregnant. And his man dissed the chick. And so he went and saved the chick, got the chick an abortion and all of that. And he thinking that he going, you know, they going to be together and all of that. And she fucked around and got back with the boy that got back with his boy that got her pregnant. And that shit was sick. Yeah. I want you to want me. I'm going crazy knowing he will be your lover tonight. And when he comes, I'll let you go. I'll just pretend that you walked out the door. Oh, no.
Yo!
That shit came out in 1982. If you didn't see it, check that movie out, because that is a good friend zone movie. That is a good friend zone movie. It got all the ingredients in there. You hate, you know, going for the chick, but being scared to go for the chick, losing the chick to your man, acting like you all right with your man getting the chick. You on the sideline, hating. Yo, shit. Yo, Last American Virgin. Check that. Yo, shit, crazy. Oh, shit, 4-4 is love is for suckers like me. She loves me. She loves me not. She don't love you. She loves me. She loves me not. But I love her. That's because you a sucker. But why? No. She loves me. She loves me not. She don't love you. But why? Because you a sucker. But I love her. That's why you a sucker. Absolute 100% truth. 100% truth. Job Big says, nah, don't or haven't dealt with that much of the friend zone unless there's an understanding, excuse me, of us just messing around. I'm out. Understood. Jeff Hogan says, if you're not appealing to her, in most cases, you'll end up in the what zone of zone? Jeff Hogan says, make sure you're sure before them games begin, LOL, or your ass gone. Go, your ass gonna be hurt, LOL. I'm just saying. All fair and good, all far good in war. Emily says, you sure are singing a lot tonight. No, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. Sure, as it says, Emily, that's when we get the records rolling. Say it. Last American Virgin. If you never saw Last American Virgin, check out the movie Last American Virgin. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. And we're talking about the comfort zone being the friend zone. Can you be put in the friend zone so many times that you become comfortable being in the friend zone? Can your expectations shift from wanting to be a lover to just being happy being a friend? You gonna let that girl make you stop wanting more? Is that what we doing? Is that what we doing, Swine? You gonna let that woman stop making you want more? And you ask yourself, why would a man who wants to be a lover settle for being a friend? Because he ain't got no goddamn choice. He ain't got no goddamn choice. Where he wanna be. I mean, you know, but it's tough. And like, and once again, plenty of women end up in the friend zone as well. It's just a different feel, a different zone, and a different reason for being put in that friend zone. Now, I don't know if women go from man to man being put in the friend zone, because that, honestly, that would be a little weird. Like, you ain't going to tell me ain't nobody, no man out there going to take a chance on you. You know, because cats with, listen, you know how many babies, how many mistake babies have been born because of alcohol and because of last call for alcohol and 2 o'clock in the morning? Carol, you was a bartender. You know what I'm talking about. I know you done seen some people leave the bar with each other that didn't come with each other, that you was like, okay. What you know, Cal? You know what I mean? You being too quiet over there. I know. I hear your thinking cap getting put on. You got front for me. Bartenders see all of the creeping. They know who's buying drinks for who. They see all of the motivation. All of that motivation at the bar comes through the bartender. All of it. All of them. So what we doing, y'all? Yeah, man, you know, the friend zone, the comfort zone being the friend zone. Off topic, though, man. You know, a lot of times, man, you know, when we do these birthday shout-outs, you know, I be seeing people who, and they'll be old people. A lot of times, I'll come across people's birthdays, and, yo, they done passed on. You know, you'll see, like, yo, happy heavenly birthday and shit like that. And I'd be like, damn. You know, sometimes you can see what happened to them, and sometimes, a lot of times, you don't. You don't see them. It's like, I saw one particular girl today, and I was like, damn, man, you know. Her birthday was today, and she passed in 2019. She was still on my friends list. You know, I was like, Young Joan. Let me see if I can find her name. Because the crazy thing about it was, they still had her on my notifications. Let me see. Did they take away my notification? They took away my notification. It's okay. But anyway, the John was only like 25, 26 years old. I'm like, damn, you know, you don't always know what's happening out there. And we lost some go-getters, you know, like, a lot of times I'll take you off my friends list if you passed on, if I didn't know you. Some people, I just leave them on there. It's like, yo, you know, if I've interacted with you and whatever, I ain't taking you off. Shit. I know that was random because we about to do the birthday shout-outs. But just wanted to give y'all a little window to some of the things that I encounter when we doing what we do. All right, so with that being said, let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 7th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them. Niggas that feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Lynn Yasmeen Gamble, turning 53 years old today. And my man, go get her, singer extraordinaire from D.C., my man Larry Edwards, turning 46 years old today, and go-getter Patrima Gilbert, turning 39 years old today, and Linda Thomas, happy birthday to you. Excuse me, and Irma Love, happy birthday to you. Excuse me, Anika Johnson, turning 32 years old today, and Malika Green, turning 41 years old today, and Nathaniel Nana Kwame Nketsia, turning 36 years old today, and Debbie Reeves, turning 58 years old today, and last but certainly not least, my girl Jackie Lee, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 7th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings and do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, I said, man, listen to this. The comfort zone becoming the friend zone, you actually have control over that. If you don't want to be in a friend zone with somebody, then you have to let that be known. Like, listen, I was trying to get with you, and I understand that I'm not your cup of tea, but this is what we're not going to do. We can be friends, but I won't be in the friend zone. I can be a friend to you, but I won't be in the friend zone. So what we're not going to do is have you start to depend on me and leading me on a little bit and making me feel some kind of way. A lot of people who get put in the friend zone on a regular basis probably will not take that stance because they believe that if they may just be a small window of opportunity, a small chance like in Monopoly, that I will be able to get in. But you don't want to see her rubbing up on a boyfriend. Protect your emotional base, brother. Protect your emotional base, sister. You do not have to be in the friend zone if the friend zone is not where you want to be. But you hold the key to that. The same way that if you want to get up out the friend zone, you got to do some things. There's some things that sometimes we have to change about ourselves in order to make things right. Don't be stubborn on that bullshit. Go ahead and get your shit together. I want to say peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love you right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for this Friday hype. Yes. That's right. Okay. So for my blog talkers, we out of here. I get back with you. See you tomorrow, my dear. And for my...